Peanut farmers are hoping they'll export more peanuts this year as acreage is predicted to be up about 20%. The USDA says this week through the Foreign Agricultural Service that exports are up 9.6%. This is from August through January the 30th. Exported raw shell peanuts, they were up 10.3% from their record of last year. Canada's the top buyer of raw shell peanuts, followed by Mexico, then comes the Netherlands, then Russia, and then the United Kingdom. We thought at one time the peanut industry would be hampered with the Russia import restriction, but peanuts were not included on that list, and raw shell peanuts continue to go into Russia. Peanut butter exports are down slightly. They're down 6.6%. The top buyer this year on peanut butter processed in the U.S., Canada's number one, Germany's number two, Nigeria comes up to number three, Mexico number four, and Japan number five. A total this year down 6.6%, August through January. In-shell peanuts has been a big surprise. They're up 50.4% compared to last year. The big news is that China is back in the market. China brought over 10,000 metric tons, and the Netherlands was second with 4,000 metric tons during the period August through January, which is 6 months. The third buyer of in-shell peanuts, Germany, then comes Italy, Canada, and then the U.S. But overall, a banner month, up 36% for the month of January, and now up 9.6% for the year. And that's good news for peanut farmers. In-shells continue to pick up. They're up 50.4% for the year. China continues to be the big buyer, and following them would be the Netherlands, and hopefully peanut butter can rebound from being down 6.6%. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.